With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio.
Lions.
Yeah! Let's go! Let's go!
Welcome back to Drafted. Rounds 1 and 2 are in the books, and Chase Young, Jeff Okuda, Mekhi Becton, and Laviska Shenault each experienced the life-changing moment they were hoping for.
With the second pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Chase Young.
Definitely a surreal moment. You know, a grateful moment.
It's just a feeling I probably won't ever get again, I can say.
Jacksonville. That's crazy.
But four more of our players haven't heard their names called yet. Keyshawn Vaughn, Jermaine Ankrum, Essang Bassey, and Bryce Hall still watch and wait as round 3 gets underway.
Washington Redskins, like Antonio Gibson, running back.
I wonder if they have the pronunciation.
This is
another
one of a run on the running
backs. Washington drafts running back Antonio Gibson out of Memphis with the second pick in the third round. He becomes the seventh back selected so far. For Keyshawn Vaughn, it's painful seeing yet another running back get chosen over him.
I mean, it was mentally, like, just frustrating. Now, Muslim teams, they was telling me all bullshit. I mean, they kind of play it like it's a dating app. You just kind of run a game on people. That's kind of what it is. I mean, I personally, I didn't get any calls doing, like, first, second round or nothing like that. I don't even want to think about the bullshit the other teams were saying to me.
The only positive from these other running backs getting picked, Keyshawn moves up the draft board of every other team that still needs a ball carrier. And no other backs are drafted as the third round continues.
Okay, Bruce Arians still on the porch. Jason Light still running around with all the kids. Where does Tampa go?
I know some of you have asked about the M&Ms. They're still within reach, and they are getting lower. I promise you. With the 76th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Keyshawn Vaughn, running back, Vanderbilt.
And just like that, Keyshawn Vaughn is going to the NFL. Vanderbilt head coach Derek Mason.
I think Keyshawn Vaughn is going to be one of those names that people talk about, you know, in 7 or 8 years. You'll be talking about, man, whew, man, Tampa Bay took him in the third round. Whew, boy, man, did they get a steal. I've been around this long enough. I look at Alvin Kamara. I mean, what you're taking is not always indicative of what you're capable of doing. There's too many examples of it, you know, I mean, across the board. There's some guys that get big contracts that never live up to the big contracts. And there's other guys who wind up being, you know, Russell Wilson. You look at Russell Wilson and, you know, guys like Dak Prescott, and they've made the world look at him, you know, indifferently just in terms of, you know, what they've been able to do. So I feel like Tampa Bay got a great running back, and, you know, man, Keyshawn found the right fit. He's going to make people remember his name. He's been doing it his whole life.
Being remotely drafted in the third round is not how Keyshawn saw this paramount moment in his football career playing out. But that goes for most, if not all, draftees in 2020.
Probably would have been different. No corona, because it's like when I wanted to do the mic and I forgot, like then I'd be like, damn, I forgot to wear the mic. So that's kind of how this went. I wish we could have like the cameras and all that though, you feel me?
No mic, no cameras, only Keyshawn and his family taking in all the twists and turns.
The draft didn't go the way I thought it was. A lot of kind of surprises. Throw curveballs at you all the time on kind of unexpected picks. This is not the team that I thought I would end up on. But we was thinking more like teams like the Rams, Titans, Chiefs. We had like four teams who we thought would have been those who picked me. And I had just talked to Tampa Bay like 3-4 days right before the draft. So the moment I was drafted by Tampa Bay, it was just crazy as hell, to be honest with you. I get a call, answer the call, family screams loud as hell in the background. And that kind of just threw me for a curveball. So I'm like, chill out. It was like 3-4 picks. Because I was watching it on TV, and Tampa Bay was like another 3-4 picks away. So I ain't even thinking it's Tampa Bay calling. Tampa Bay ended up calling like, man, we want you. We finna grab you in the third round. And once I got the phone, Tampa Bay still went up. Yeah, it was probably like another pick or two. So I'm just casually walking around the crib. And then my pops, he was just like, going with Tom Brady? I was like, yeah. He like, oh man. Yeah, you know, everybody just got hype, and then they say, you know, I'm getting picked on the TV. And so it was just crazy. And then after that, my phone was just going crazy. I couldn't even answer a call. But that was a good experience for me.
Keyshawn's long road to pick 76 from tough neighborhoods in Nashville through a major injury to the coaching carousel at Illinois, all the way to this year's struggle his senior season. It all led to one of the best situations in this year's draft. He's joining a loaded team with Super Bowl aspirations.
I mean, it's just crazy to me being able to like play with these guys that I watched growing up, like Tom Brady. He's been in the league for like 20 years or something like that. And I'm 23, so damn near my whole life been watching Tom Brady. Never would have thought that'd be my quarterback when I get drafted. But he's going in with a lot of experienced players who I feel will help me and benefit me as far as going on and off the field as a player. I do feel like it's a weight kind of lifted off your shoulders, because me, I'm more of a cautious type of person, so I was kind of moving just to make sure I was able to get to the league. Then I'm in the league, I can be kind of more relaxed and more myself. Like, I was trying to tell my own story my way, and that's kind of something that I'm able to do now.
It's a happy ending to Keyshawn's drama-filled collegiate career, but to him, it's only a beginning.
I'm trying to start every day, I'm trying to earn that starting spot every day. And that's just the mindset that you need to keep pushing, especially NFL, you can get cut. And so this ain't college where they just keep you on a team. Now you can get cut, go home. So it's even, the seriousness behind the game has ramped up even more, knowing that this is your career, this is your job. And you fighting to keep that job, especially people got families and all this taking care of people. I mean, you always gotta have something to prove, because the moment you get too comfortable, that's when you could lose it all. So I'm standing on my toes with everything.
But like any running back who went before me, all the seven running backs that went before me, I got their names in my phones, which team they went to, and all them teams I plan to kill when I play them. And their coach will have to be mad as hell that he is scouting Keyshawn Vaughn, who he skipped over in the 2020 draft. And that's my goal with all them teams. One of the teams even reached out and said good luck to me. I sent them a laughing face back. that's kind of how this go now. Like I said earlier, Vandy, the only thing that is the reason why I'm labeled an underdog. Numbers don't lie. You line up my stats with any other SEC running back, any other running back, I got good stats. I dominate the biggest stage of them all. So like I said, them teams will have to see me.
I'm just ready to play some football.
Keyshawn is already eager to start his next chapter. But with the draft approaching the halfway point, hundreds of other hopefuls, like Bryce Hall, worry they're running out of time.
We are rolling through the third round of the draft.
I'm dropping them off for
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But the Jets got a whole lot of picks.
Just like
I said, the Jets got hella picks.
Yeah.
Shoot. At this point, it don't matter.
Who's
that
the ball?
This is the blanket I had while I gave birth.
Oh, okay.
Who is that? Getting closer.
To you? To your turn, Jeff
Price? Huh?
To your turn?
Gotta be.
9 cornerbacks were taken in the first 2 rounds, and the 10th was picked right after Keyshawn. So Bryce keeps moving up the draft boards, and he and his family try to stay optimistic that he'll find an NFL home soon.
Thank you all for joining us for another special night filled with excitement, and tributes to American first responders.
Oh, another night. Let's get it. Saturday.
Unfortunately, this isn't destined to be his night.
Join us tomorrow, noon Eastern, for the conclusion of the 2020 NFL Draft.
Wait, there's another round tonight?
One Republic, Leslie Odom Jr.
Round 4 tomorrow.
Same time tomorrow, y'all.
Same
time tomorrow. No, 12 o'clock.
It's at noon tomorrow.
And noon.
We
don't
get to see the baby neither.
We're going to be here tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I'm with y'all, okay?
Love y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate it.
We got it.
Appreciate y'all. Love you too.
All right.
We're getting in there, though.
I already know.
So it's 10:30, it's on Saturday, day 3 of the draft. 4th round starts in about an hour.
That's Asang Bassey, former Wake Forest quarterback and current undrafted NFL prospect.
I need to get out of the house because there's my own family all around me. She's giving me anxiety, honestly. Every text that comes in just makes it build. I know it's cool. People showing love, wishing me good luck. I've just been trying to stay calm throughout it. But now that the day that I actually could get drafted is here, you know, it's built up a lot of feelings in me. So I'm about to go drive and clear my head a little bit. My head a little bit and you know, I'm hoping just needed to happen already so I can get back to work, man. I got a haircut earlier this morning and all this crazy coronavirus stuff going on. Parents weren't too happy about it, but I'm finna get drafted, so I need to cut.
For all the Asang Bassies still out there, any kind of distraction is beneficial right now. Because today, the pressure ratchets up again. Rounds 4 through 7 take place this afternoon. Then it's all over. If players don't get picked today, that could mean the end of their football career forever. And that's something Asang finds himself dwelling on.
some article someone sent me. If the job of a cornerback is to prevent the nearest wide receiver from catching the ball, then Wake Forest cornerback Isang Bassey is one of the better players at his job. Yeah, you think? Over the past three seasons, Bassey broke up 35 passes at the catch point, more than any other cornerback in all of college football over that period of time. His lack of size, 5'9", 191, likely contributed to his slide down the board. Lack of size. So if I was one inch taller, bro, if I was 2 inches taller, man, bro, if I was 2 inches taller, I'd be, that shit is so wild to me, bro. Like, that's so wild to me.
The article is correct, of course. If Isang were 2 inches taller and a few pounds heavier, he likely would have already been drafted. He has the speed, physicality, and stats. The problem is, only one person has consistently been able to see past Isang's limiting size.
Okay! Yes, that's my boy! We gonna get crunk today, baby!
Relax, Mom. Relax. Jesus.
Hello, Rosie. Sweet red. Yes. Uncle Kenny was just saying we should have the new branch and buy the one that they do pop wine. I said, no, that one is cheap.
You mean the champagne?
Champagne, I said, that one is cheap, brother.
That's cheap. Not if you get the right
thing. We'll be back.
While Isang's mom expects a champagne moment for her son today, he's focused on trying to hold it together. Because the last four rounds of the draft and his final chance at his lifelong dreams are fast approaching. We'll be right back.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What up?
You still in Clemson?
I'm in Atlanta.
Word, I'm down here too.
That's another highly touted prospect who hasn't been picked yet. Offensive lineman, Tremaine Ancrum. And his friend from Clemson, Desmond, on the phone.
Nah, I feel you. Just seeing where your head at, make sure you're still in positive spirit.
Hell yeah, man. You know, this is only just a step in the journey. You know, just telling you where you was going to go. That's all it was for me.
Or how your family doing? They straight?
Yeah, they straight. I mean, my mom is in Douglasville. I'm going to invite her over today. And then my dad, he's anxious as hell. You know how he can get.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's feeling the same way. But I told him just calm down.
Hell yeah, man. You making it worse on everybody. It's just tough seeing, like, a bunch of guys that you know you're better than get taken in front of you.
That's exactly what he was saying yesterday, man. Like, he was literally saying the same exact thing.
Man. It is what it is, though. It's all going to sort itself out. You're a good man. I appreciate you. Glad you got with friends, man.
Man, I'm about to say, after what we went through at Clemson, Bruh, ain't nobody was sitting in the lab till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning trying to come up with some codes and still not know what they doing.
God, right, man. We the only two Negroes in there trying to figure it out. I'm like, damn.
I was out of Spence having his crack out the whole time.
Hey, boy, his pants are down there by his ass cheeks, man.
I was like, bro, Spence, I was like, I'm not working now, so I'm just be studying.
Hey, we're going to have some time to kick it.
All right. Be easy, bro. Good luck, too.
Appreciate it. You too.
Today, Tremaine faces the same situation as Asang, and tries to block out some of those same creeping doubts Asang struggles with.
Entrance into the NFL. I feel like I'm just always going to be an NFL player ever since my junior year of college. So, you know, I knew I was going to be an NFL player well before this weekend, and whatever happened this weekend's not going to change that. All the people that have told me I could do it and helped me get to my goal, you know, they still hold on, hopefully. That's all I need. Day 3 of the draft, day 3 picks. I'm excited, you know, hopeful. Sometimes a little entitlement that, you know, you're supposed to have success, you're supposed to be chosen, this, that, and the third, but, you know, it can blow you into a little bit of arrogance. So you try to stay level-headed and just sit there and be grateful for the opportunity that you have. I think that's the best thing that we can hold on to, is that opportunity. Because not everybody has one. They're so rare. But that's one thing, just because you work hard doesn't mean things are gonna go your way. You work hard just for the sole purpose of working hard, because it's what you're supposed to do. But stay tuned.
Despite the confidence Tremaine was expressing, he just turned off his recorder, the same way Keyshawn might have forgotten to turn his on once the draft began. This might say more than their words about the mental toll these players are under, especially as the rounds progress and their draft prospects dim.
How's your phone? Do you want the movie?
Yeah.
Get my charger?
Yeah, can you get your charger? Day 3. Day 3. It's 11:45. We're gonna see how things shake up for the draft. So, stay tuned. Let's go.
Bryce Hall and his girlfriend Anzel jockey for position on the couch as the fourth round begins.
Over a little, please.
Hold on.
I'm gonna need a hit. You're gonna have to at least board it, because
yeah,
the only way. Look at me biting my nails.
The stress is showing, even for Anzel, with the final day officially underway. 3 quick picks in the fourth round put the Giants on the clock.
All right, the next pick is in. That's Darnay Holmes.
You show what you're doing.
That's my guy.
Sounds familiar, right? His dad is Derek Holmes, a former NFL running back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Bills, the Packers, and the Colts.
Parents,
but this is a quarter, and Lewis, this is a smart kid. He graduated.
Yeah, the Dolphins picked
UCLA. Yeah, what the heck?
He took a whopping Dolphins 31 years.
So wait, was he legitimately just at the school for the next 2 years?
Yeah,
that's my guy, though. He's good. I like him. What? Yeah, he was at the combine. He's real cool. I could see him, like, he's going to be a good player. Because he's like, you could tell he was hungry. Yeah, he got a chip, too. He's like real, real cool. He one of those dudes probably like... Before the season started, he like hit me up because our old strength staff, and he was like, you know, like he hit me up. He was like, you know, I want to learn from you type of thing. Like, what can I, you know, just want to get some wisdom stuff. He's like real, he's hungry. He's going to be a good player.
Round 4 continues, and Bryce doesn't receive any calls. His family tries to make sense of what's happening, looking on Twitter and the internet for clues.
He has so many fans, so much love out there.
It's cool.
You do.
Yeah. Literally. You really are, man.
And I'm like, wait,
like 10 points
on the fire.
10 point something tweets right now. Like,
Kyle Guy said, y'all tripping. Bryce Hall is still on the board. That's comical.
Yeah, somebody said Bryce Hall's done. Said Bryce Hall's on the board. This is absurd. They tweet. He got the most tweets going now.
Six more cornerbacks are taken throughout round four. Essang and Bryce are not among them.
There wasn't uncertainty that Bryce could play and play the game. The uncertainty from the NFL was how healed is he?
This is Bryce's college coach, Bronco Mendenhall, on watching his University of Virginia star fall all the way through the fourth round of the draft.
How did the surgery really go? They wanted to see him test. They wanted to see him run. They wanted to see him jump. They wanted a current and real assessment of where is he currently. And then without the ability to see that, I watched draft day and I just became furious because I knew who he was and is. For every guy that was taken, like after about the second round, my phone was just like rattling and just almost like smoking because it was like that no one just could believe it. My coaches, I'm not even going to show you the thread. I mean, we have an assistant coach's thread. However, we learned the business element. They wanted proof, right? Not of what he had done. They wanted proof today. Could he run? Could he jump? How fast? How recovered? Etc.
Without that proof, Bryce has fallen into the final three rounds.
Glad you're with us as we continue to work our way through the draft. Let's take a look at another draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals. It is Khalid Kareem, Mel, the defensive end out of Notre Dame.
His living room is noticeably quieted as they watch the first pick of round five come in.
Came to Notre Dame, trades one of the top defensive linemen in the 2016 recruiting class. Had a solid career, not spectacular. His past year, he had 9.5 sacks of the 10.5 tackles for loss. 11 hurries, forced 3 fumbles. The Virginia game was a stick-out performance for Khalid Kareem. He got a couple sacks in that game. There's really value.
What
a pass rusher. He's a guy that gets good hand usage, knows how to win the leverage battle. The steam versatility, can play a little inside-outside game there as well. You get a little versatility, as I said, with Khalid Kareem. But, you know, you talk about a guy who could be able to get you maybe 5 sacks a year. He's not going to be a double-digit sack guy. Probably a guy you want to spot, find a way to get him involved in the defense.
Hello? Yes, sir, this is Bryce. I'm doing well, how are you? Mm-hmm. Man, it's an honor to be a part of the team. Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Let's go. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Man, it's an honor to be a part of the Jets. Yes, sir. Let's go. Man, I can't wait. I appreciate y'all for giving me a shot. That's all I wanted. Mm-hmm. Man, I appreciate it. It's an honor, man. I can't wait to get to work. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you make sure you're doing everything to stay in shape. Mm-hmm. And here with the best condition you can, because we don't compromise on effort. Toughness, we are rolling at all times and in all those qualifications.
I love that. Can't wait.
All right, bud. Good luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yes, sir. It's an honor to be a Jet. Can't wait.
Hey,
Hey, man, we're excited to have you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's the Jets.
Well done, sweetie.
Turn it up.
All right, baby.
Oh, let's go.
What you deal with in this physicality, you got to work with them in some of the pass protection issues. Moving on, we have...
Y'all ready?
That is the most in school history, and you see the return average there as well. So you're getting more than one thing, you and Joe Reed.
That's Bryce's teammate, Joe Reed, being selected 151st overall by Los Angeles. Seven picks before Bryce is about to officially go to the New York Jets. We'll be right back.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The significance of getting drafted, discovering his future team, becoming an NFL player all starts to sink in.
Breathe now. I know, this is good. We don't care. We don't care. What color are they, green and white?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go. Yeah.
And I'm definitely about to reach out to him.
Oh, yeah.
Need it all.
So, okay, Bryce, so tell us, what does the call sound like when they like, hey, this is Bryce? Is that what they say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we were like, what? Who wasn't
that I think it was, I honestly don't know. But they put me on the... They put me on the phone with all the coaches. Like, they put me on the phone with the GM. They put me on the phone with the defensive coordinator, the head coach, the defensive back coach. So I talked to pretty much all of them. Yeah. So,
crazy Greg Williams?
Yeah. I don't even remember, like...
Derek talks to you. Bid for who? Who, Derek?
You ready for that crazy Greg Williams? A screamer?
Who?
Greg Williams.
Who's that?
He's still the coordinator, right?
Oh, is he? I have no idea.
He's a streamer. So.
Love it. Hey, well, my DB coach at Virginia was a screamer too, so I won't be.
Ready.
It won't be something I'm not used to. Yeah.
Wow.
something along those lines at the next level. Meanwhile, Bryce Hall, corner out of Virginia, DJ, the Jets. He had some injury issues that took him out of the combine, so he had to sort of work his way through this year.
Oh, do they show it? Does it look bad?
Due to a broken leg, but you can see here the athleticism. Watch him as a returner. But as a corner, you're talking about somebody that's 6'1 and a quarter, 202 pounds with good length. So you've got the ability to get up and press. As you see right here, that's what he does best. He gets you with that one-hand stab and press. He can find and play the football when he has those opportunities. I thought it was pretty fluid. Has that recovery speed.
Yeah,
off coverage, I question a little bit of his vision and his instincts, but you have a tremendous athlete to develop there with that Jets defense.
Bryce talks to the media and gathers himself after finally discovering his new team.
I got a lot of emotions right now, to be honest.
Thank you.
God, crazy.
Is that thing recording?
Oh, no. I forgot. Yeah, I just put it on. Why, you want to say something?
I'm just saying.
So what happens next, Bryce? No idea. I gotta figure it out. No. He called me, and I was on like a Zoom call with them, and I called him back, so he hasn't answered yet. But I definitely have to figure that out. Yeah, I mean, they were like one of the teams that, like, obviously I interviewed with them at the combine, and then, like, I Zoom called their defensive coordinator and somebody else with them, and I had planned an official visit with them, so that's about it, but.
So do they have a need at corner? I mean, I know they have a need, but for, like, for starter, or would it be?
I mean, I talked to the DB coach, and he was like, you know, it's wide open. So.
Well, that's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.
See you.
Love you. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you for all your support.
Of course, man.
Bro, like, how am I supposed to respond? Look at all these texts. Ready?
Okay, and... Oh, wait, no.
What's she doing? Ready?
Ready. Holy smoke. Oh, my gosh. How you feel?
I feel good. It's just there's a lot of emotions going in right now. Just, first off, the whole weight was just like a roller coaster. Up, down, up, down, up, down. So then, like, feel some type of way about that. Like, the teams that pass on you, you know, a lot of highs and lows. And obviously, you got high expectations and where you want to see yourself get drafted on this. And I just remember seeing pick after pick after pick after pick. And it's like, you're just waiting, you know, almost thinking, like, is my phone... Did they got the right number or something like that? Did I give them the right number? They sure, like, is my phone working still? But, like, those are some of the things that, you know, you kind of go through waiting around the process. And then when you finally get that call, the GM called me. Then I talked to the defensive coordinator, the DB coach, all the coaches. I mean, and I just remember after the call, just, like, sitting on the couch, just, like, I didn't even say anything for about like 5 minutes. I just sat there and just soaked it in and just like try to process it. But it honestly took me like 30, 45 minutes to just like soak it in and realize just what happened. And it was so cool because all my family, they were around me, they were supporting, they were jumping and shouting. And man, they stuck with me through this whole process, you know, 3 straight nights, you know, we staying up till 12 o'clock waiting to hear it, you know, you go back to bed, can't really sleep much, still thinking, and then
you know, finally get that call, man, they were just excited for me. So it's a dream come true. So I'm super excited and can't wait to be a Jet. Let's get it.
Once again, University of Virginia head coach Bronco Mendenhall.
To see Bryce Hall taken in the fifth round, number one, I was grateful that he was drafted and grateful that he's an NFL football player. That is the biggest bargain in the history probably of the NFL draft, to get Bryce Hall in the fifth round, in my opinion, in my perspective. And I've had about five players per year over my 15 years go on to play. And so I don't have a sample size of thousands, but I have of 75. And of anyone that's gone on to play, other than maybe Danny Sorensen, who was a free agent, who's with the Chiefs, who was also an amazingly bargain pick. But Bryce Hall, congratulations to the Jets, because what they just got for that pick in that round, that's unbelievable. So anyway, I was disappointed, furious, sad, every emotion you could possibly have with every pick after about the second round until the fifth. And then I just celebrated like crazy that it did happen, because now I knew Bryce would make the most of it. And well, the Jets will find out. Well, everyone will find out soon enough. And then they'll be saying, holy smokes, how did we get him for that? Is what's going to happen. And the reality is they wanted to see, and they told me, right? They wanted to see run, jump, stop. Where exactly is he now, right? How recovered? And so anyway, he has the chance to write the next chapter. And man, if I'm trusting anyone with the pen, I'm trusting Bryce Hall with the pen to write an amazing chapter.
Coming up on the next episode of Drafted.
I was supposed to go higher, I guess.
It was Denver, Baltimore, and Cincinnati.
I thought he would have been gone. I'm glad he was there for us because we have a vision for him.
Okay, I think this would be a good place to propose to her.
Bill, are you nervous?
I'm excited. She has no idea.
No idea?
No idea.
I'm actually in the NFL.
Woo!
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio. The executive producers are Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, Eric Salat, Sean Titone, L. Key, and me, Keegan-Michael Key. The series is produced and written by Eric Weiner. Jared Brom is our coordinating producer. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer. Mixed and edited by Steven Johnson. Additional production help from Tim Schauer, June Rosen, and Haley Mandelberg. For transcripts of the show and more information on Drafted, go to treefort.fm. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.